NTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Joel Cano, the former Doña Ana County Magistrate Judge, who resigned after a Tren de Aragua member was arrested at his home, can never serve on the bench in the state of New Mexico again. On Tuesday, the New Mexico Supreme Court ordered that Cano, quote, can never hold a judicial office again, be a candidate for a judicial office, and cannot exercise any judicial authority in the state, including officiating at weddings. Back in January, Homeland Security investigations in Las Cruces began looking into Venezuelan native Christian Ortega Lopez, an illegal alien from Venezuela and a suspected member of a criminal gang who was residing with other illegal aliens and in possession of firearms. Cano resigned in March, shortly after two search warrants were executed at his home and Ortega Lopez and his roommates were taken into custody. Agents also seized four firearms. Former Roswell police officer Brandon Spites, 32, who is accused of choking his girlfriend before breaking into her house and threatening her, has pleaded not guilty to one count of battery against a household member. Magistrate Judge K.C. Rogers ordered that Spites be released from Chavez County Detention Center without bond while he awaits trial. Rogers also signed a no-contact order prohibiting Spites from contacting the victim or witnesses. And New Mexico health officials on Tuesday reported two new cases of measles, both in Lee County, bringing the state's total to 65 measles cases this year, spread across four counties. The majority of cases, 61, are in Lee County. Texas health officials reported 624 cases on Tuesday, which was an increase of 27 since Friday. 386 of those cases are in Gaines County, just across the state line from Lee County, with Terry County, Texas reporting 54 cases and Lubbock County reporting 47. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.